1300 367656 or visit elections.org.nz to enrol. Brought to you by the Electoral Commission.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw naming tagasbaybay ng Samotsari. Muli po kami nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Sabi ko isang oras pero napakadali po na isang oras. Sana po dalawang oras tayo magniniig dito sa Himpapawid. Darating po yan. So, ito pong panahon natin ngayon ay napakaganda. At syempre, umulan man at umaraw, nandito pa rin kami. Dalawa ni Kuya Cesar. Wala po si Tita Verse ngayon at saka si Manay Trini kasi po nasa overseas sila, nasa Pilipinas. So, ang makakapiling po ninyo, pansamantala ay kami po dalawa ni Kuya Cesar hanggang dumating ang aming mga kasamahan, si Tita Verge at saka si Manay Trini. Kumusta na, Kuya Cesar?
Mabuting mabuti, Ate Jo. Hindi ko naiwan yung microphone ko. At kaya ng sinabi mo, Ate Jo, napakaganda ng araw ngayon. Ito ay umpisa na ng simula.
Simula ng
spring.
Oo. Yeah. Officially, Kuya Cesar, nagsimula ang spring noong September 1st. Eh, alam mo naman, pag spring, paiba-iba yung panahon din. Kasi ngayon, tingnan mo, umaaraw, pero kani-kanina lang ay may sun rain. Pero mafe-feel mo pa rin, very, very southerly, ang ihip ng hangin. Malamig.
Yan. Mm-hmm. Kasing ganda ng boses mo ang panahon ngayon.
Talaga rin naman.
Yan. Magbubulan tayong dalaw dito dahil tayo lang dalaw dito. So, pasensya na po kayo. At kung gusto nyo sumama sa ating programa, ito po ang ating number dito sa studio, 815-8100. Alam mo ba, Ate Jo, marami ang natutuwa at natutuwa nga tayo dahil marami po ang naka-online ngayon at nakikinig. Sana po ay yung mga outside New Zealand na nakikinig, kagaya ng sa Pilipinas, yung mga mahal natin sa buhay dyan, sa US, lalong-lalo na ang pamilya ng aking my dear one. Sana nakikinig sila ngayon.
Of course naman. Ang programa po ito ng Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program ay atid sa atin ng masusugid nating tagapagtaguyod, ang Planet Earth Travel Jemen Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on Wheels, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Western Union Money Transfer at marami pang mga sponsors.
Yan. Kagaya ng nasabi namin mga kabayan, isang oras lang programa natin pero we'll try to fit you in. Kung gusto po nyong tumawag, yung number po natin is 815-8100. Alam mo, last week maraming umabol na tumawag after the program. Sabi po natin, huwag po kayong maya. Tumawag lang po kayo. Basta yung makakaganda para sa ating komunidad, tumawag lang ko, sabihin nyo kung ano, gusto nyo magpasalamat or meron po kayong gustong i-announce na papakinabangan ng ating komunidad, tumawag lang po kayo dito sa studio natin.
Ulitin mo ko yung Cesar, ang ating telepono.
Ang telepono number po natin dito is 815-8100. Isang magandang awitin po ang inandog yun namin sa inyo. Ito po ay The Coconut Nut. Alam mo ba itong awit na ito?
Oo naman.
Magandang pakinggan nga ito. Kaya gusto kong i-share sa inyo ngayon. Para sa inyong pong lahat.
diet nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now, the coconut nut is a big, big nut. But this delicious nut is not a nut. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. Coconut tree, you can build a big house for the family. All you need is to find a coconut man. If he cuts the tree, he gets the fruit tree. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. Floor. If you save some of it, you can build a door. Now, the coconut trunk, do not throw this junk. If you save some of it, you'll have a second floor. The coconut wood is very good. It can stand 20 years if you pray it would. Now, the coconut root, to tell you the truth, you can throw it or use it as firewood. The coconut leaves, good shade it gives. For the roof,
for the walls, up against the eaves.
Now, the coconut fruit, same relatives, make good cannonballs up against the eaves. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now, the coconut nut is a big, big nut. It's not a nut.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Isa sa ating pinaka-main sponsor ng ating radio samutsari ay ang ating Planet Earth Travel. Ito po ang kanilang mga special. Planet Earth Travel Special 1, Manila Return from New Zealand Dollars 885 on Qantas. Cheap airfare to Manila, Philippines. Weekend surcharge of 25 New Zealand dollars applies. Departing Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch. Return from 885 New Zealand dollars. Departing from Queenstown. Return from 975 New Zealand dollars. The sales until further notice. Please make an inquiry for dates from mid-2018 onwards as we cannot book them as at this stage until availability opens up. We will contact you once the dates are available. Travel period 1 August 2017 to 30 of November 2017 and from 16 January 2017 to 30 of November 2018. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months inclusive of booking fees, fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes, special conditions applies. Subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays. Meals, entertainment, 30 kilos check-in baggage, plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ang ticketing is within 72 of booking. changes will be $200 New Zealand dollars apply subject to seat availability on the same booking class before or after departure. A cancellation before departure, $500 New Zealand dollars fees applies. And another cancellations after departure, the refund if any will be the difference of the fare paid and applicable for the journey completed, less $500 New Zealand dollars fee. There will be no show, no refund. Stopover, one stopover permitted in each direction at $100 New Zealand dollars per person. Child fare, accompanied child will be two years old to 11 years old. 75% of applicable adult fare plus taxes. Unaccompanied children are charged 100% of applicable adult fare. Sa infant fare pa naman ay under 2 years old, not occupying a seat, 10% of adult fare. If occupying a seat, 75% of applicable adult fare. Please note, there are limited seats available in April 2018. Kaya abulin po din yan. Well, gusto po nyo mag-inquire, tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service 0800-11-1131. Email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
At ito naman po ang Planet Air Travel Special Number 2, Cathay Pacific, Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu Clarkefield Return from $899 New Zealand Dollars. Cheap airfare from Manila, from Auckland to Manila, Cebu or Clarkefield, Philippines. Sale ends on the 4th of October 2017. Departures from the 25th of July 2017 to 30th of November 2017 and 16th January to the 31st of March 2018. Ang routing po nito, Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clarkefield and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes, and pricing is subject to availability. There are very limited seats. Special conditions apply, inclusive of minimal travel agent, booking, and service fees. Meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage, 7 kilos hand carry is permitted. Ticketing within 2 days or confirmation regardless of travel dates. Penalties, no date changes permitted at all times, valid only on flights and dates as ticketed. Refund prior to departure, non-refundable. Refund after departure, non-refundable. Stopover is not permitted. Accompanied child from 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare. So tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service sa 0800-11-1131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Ayan. Napapanahon na po na kagaya ng September po, ito nga yung springtime, ay magandang araw, magandang klima natin, at maraming mga activities. Nag-uumpisa na rito yung mga nag-fishing. Alam ko maraming Pilipino ang mahilig mag-fishing, so matutuwa na sila ngayon.
Yung bang mga isda ko, yung Cesar, pag winter, lumalabas pa rin sila kahit malamig?
Well, kagaya ng mga nasabi mo, Ate Jo, pag winter, giniginaw din yan.
Hindi nga. It doesn't really matter.
Kagaya ng isang kaibigan natin, si Brother Joel, alam mo, kahit na winter yan, nag-fishing, pero ang dami pa rin nauuli.
That's good. Oo.
Well, huwag niyong kakalimutan po, manalapit na po ang kapista ng Piña Francia. Magaganap po ito sa September 17. Ang alam kong simbahan dito, dito sa Uniunga, hindi ko nga maalala kung ano yung address. So, tanungin na lang po natin yung mga leader ng community natin tungkol rito.
Alright. Mm-mm. Mamaya po ipag-uusapan natin, siyempre pag sumapit na yung bear sa ating mga Pilipino ay naisip na natin yung December. Yun. Kasi pag sumasapit na yung mga buwan ng nag-i-end sa bill September, October, November, December.
Yeah.
Yan. Iba na yung feeling mo, Kuya Cesar. Kaya may mga tips tayo sa ating mga kababayan para maging masaya yung kanilang mga bills, you know? Uh-huh. Lalo na ang December.
Yan, yan pinakamasaya dyan eh.
Mm-mm. Alright. Dadako po tayo ngayon sa ating ano muna, Kuya Cesar. Patalastas muna. Hanap buhay muna tayo.
Oo, kasi bear na nga eh. Kaya nag-iipon ka na nga ng pera dyan.
Oo.
Alright.
Alright. Sa mga kababayan po natin na gusto na ma'am bumili ng sasakyan, saan ka pa pupunta, Kuya Cesar? Of course, sa Wilson West na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, walang problema. Wheels on West can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? Wala rin problema. Wheels on West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his mobile at 021-349-318 or on his landlines at 827-7723 or 827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wilsonwest.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonwest.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels on West Limited, trading as cheaper cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn, in Oakland. Wheels on West, our best price is the best price.
Kung hanapin po ninyo ang ating Wheels on West, ito lang po ay malapit na sa New Lynn, Lynn Mall. No? At katabi nito yung kuan, after the bridge na sinabi mo ka last week, Ate Jo. At tapos makikita po nyo, meron po tayong bandila ng Pilipinas. Yan.
Kaya ang sasabihin ni Kuya Dante, tuloy po kayo sa Wheels on Wheels.
Yan. Pilipinong-Pilipino ko sila. Mm-hmm. At yan, ang ating Wheels on Wheels. Mga kabayan, gusto ko kayong isa pang andugan ng isang magandang awitin mula naman kay Jeremiah para po sa inyong lahat.
Bye.
atin pong community news ay atid ng Wheels on Ways. Ito po, pinag-usapan natin kanina yung pagsapit ng mga ng bear sa mga sa buwan. Ito po, the holiday season always starts early in the Philippines. And the onset of the bear month signals that it's time to prepare your wallet. Siyempre. Think non-stop get-togethers with family and friends and lots of gift-giving to add to the excitement. With a good 3 months to go, you have ample time to plan your holidays so that it will not be an endless unplanned spending spree. Ito po ang mga 10 tips, mga 10 tips para yung pong holidays natin, it will be bright and cheery all the way to the final week of 2017. Okay, ito po ang tip number one. Make a list and check it twice. Mm. Oo. Tulad ni Santa, no? May listahan siya, no? Mm. Have you been good? Sabi niya. Okay. This important step ensures that you don't go broke by the end of the holiday season. A list and a budget will keep you within bounds and alert you when you are going overboard with your spending. Your budget should definitely just be a fraction of your income. So make sure it does not go higher than what you have allocated for more important items such as investments and emergency savings. Pangalawa po, start saving. Siyempre, 3 buwan to the onset of December, meron kang panahon para mag-save. So, base po dun sa listahan ninyo, allocate part of your income each payday. Pangatlo, who's been good to you this year? Sabi nga ni Santa. Oo. Have you been good, Kuya Cesar?
Yes, I'm always good.
Sasali kita sa akin listahan.
Thank you.
Okay, so identify who you wish to give holiday gifts to. Once you've done with the list, think of what you may want to give each one. Siyempre, siset mo rin yung budget mo dun sa individual, for each individual on your list. And ito importante, itong gusto ko.
Ano yan?
Give yourself a gift. Kasi kung minsan, bili tayo ng bili. Nakakalimutan mo yung sarili mo. While it's useful to think about others when coming up with a gift list, make sure you don't forget to include yourself. Pag in-include mo yung sarili mo, isipin mo kung ano talaga yung kailangan mo. Hindi lang yung gusto ko ito, I want it, but I don't need it. Kailangan, you need it and you want it. Mapapakinabangan mo siya.
Tama.
Okay. Set a spending schedule. How to do this? Manage your cash flow by spreading out your spending in the next 4 months. If you have already drawn up a gift list, start buying some of this now. And then, eto, di ba? Sa atin, sabi natin, reuse, recycle, di ba? Eto, reuse and recycle, ang number 6.
Maraming pakinabang.
Don't feel tempted to buy new decorations each holiday season. Kung yung Christmas tree mo ay bago last 2 years, kung okay pa, huwag kang bibili ng bago. Eh kung gusto mo yung kumukutitap. Oo. Sabi mo nga yung kasi sa...
Kumukutitap.
Oo. Lagyan mo na lang siya ng Christmas lights.
Yan.
Okay. Check out sales and bazaars. Dito walang bazaars eh. Pero tingnan na po natin yung mga may mga bargains dyan, ano? Kaya makakatipid po tayo kung may mga sales. Okay, sa mga credit card po natin, kung minsan may mga points tayo. So gamitin po natin yon kung yung mga two rewards natin may converted yon sa dollar. So yun po ang gamitin natin. Huwag masyadong mag-spend ng pera.
Masyadong mahal.
Oo. Think of group gifts. With time on your hands for planning, think about giving gifts to groups of people instead of individually. For instance, you may give one gift to family instead of its individual members. Kung isang pamilya, kasi marami sila, gumawa ka na lang ng hamper. Lagyan mo siya ng kung ano-ano dyan, mga biscuit.
Galing yan.
Lahat, ano. Para sa pamilya na yon. At yung pinaka-importante, it's not just about the money. Christmas gifts don't have to be all material. In fact, the most meaningful gifts may not be of material gifts at all. Spend time visiting a senior relative. Ako yun. Or take your sister out for a movie date. Oh, Kuya Cesar.
Uy, ginawa ko na sa'yo yun.
Oo. Kailangan, you take me for lunch.
Tapos na.
Paint a pretty picture for a friend. Hindi ako marunong mag-paint eh. Or spend some time helping a friend with an important chores. So, ayan po, maraming 10 tips siguro naman sa kaganapan ng 10 tips na yan. Makakaya nating gawin.
Yeah.
Oo.
Alam mo, Ate Jo, kanina nagulat ako kasi nakatanggap ako ng beep mula sa aking phone at nakita ko may bumati sa akin. Yung ate ko na sa Pilipinas, nagpadala siya ng Christmas wreath. Sabi, wow! Ang aga-aga naman, ate. So, siguro, sabi ng ate ko, uunahan ko na yung mga iba. Una akong babati sa'yo. Kasi, bare na eh. September.
Oo nga, no? Oo, bare na. In fact, sa Pampanga nga raw eh, meron na silang mga parada na mga parol.
Oo. Nag-umpisa na ngayon. May mga kababayan tayo dito sa New Zealand na nag-uumpisang mag-decorate ng kanilang mga bahay. Kasi nasa kanila pa rin yung kaugalian nating mga Pilipino. Once na dumating ang September,
doon na.
Nag-decorate na. Excited na sila.
Pero usually, Kuya Cesar, sa kabahayan mo, anong month ka nag-decorate?
Depende kung sisipagin ako. Pero nag-umpisa na rin ako, mga September, kasi nakaugawal yan ng kumisan. Nilalagay ko na yung Christmas wreath dun sa pintuan.
Uh-oh.
Tapos mga bandang October, pound 20, may maliit ng Christmas tree na yon. Tapos mga October, November, may Christmas light na ako.
Usually ako, December. Kaya yung Christmas tree ko ay nandun nakatayo. So, itatayo mo yon. Napakaganda yung feeling mo, no? When you are decorating the Christmas tree.
Of course. Kahit na may edad na tayo, naroon pa rin ang Christmas. Yung spirit ng Christmas. Hindi lang pang bata.
Oo.
Para sa lahat yan.
Lalo kung excited ko, Cesar, kung meron yung mayroong gift para na galing sa'yo na sa ilalim ng Christmas tree ko.
Uy, Ate Jo, ha? Ilan taon na tayo magkasama? Well, punta tayo sa isang bagay ng ating programa.
At ito po ang ating local news naman na hatid sa atin ng Planet Air Travel.
Don't you know that Samuel Prout has just arrived in New Zealand, but is it any good?
Sumo Prout, Kuya Cesar?
Sumo Prout.
Oo, wow.
Pag sinabing sumo, malaki ito.
Oo. Kung tanda mo yung mga sumo wrestlers, ano?
Yan.
Ayan. Okay.
Kaya doon pinangalan itong sumo fruit.
Okay.
Okay, a giant mandarin is the newest food trend to hit supermarket shelves in New Zealand. After wild success in the United States and Australia, Kiwis can now enjoy sumo citrus mandarins for the first time. But be quick, they appear to be selling out already. The fruit combines the best of the easy-to-feel mandarin with the juiciness, sweetness, and size of an orange. And what's more, they are seedless. They are already providing popular in Auckland with New World Albany, selling out of their week's allocation with an hour yesterday. Despite the fee-size fruit going to $2.98 each at the supermarket, our customers are absolutely enjoying them. The team at New World's Albany report they are indeed flying out the door, said Foodstuff Head of External Relations Anthony Laird. After 30 years of hard work to develop sumo citrus mandarins in Japan, the fruit has become a prized citrus in Japan and Korea. Following the Japanese tradition of offering the best fruit as a gift, sumo citrus mandarins sell for up to $8 or $11 New Zealand each in Tokyo gift. Tama ba ko doon? Shops. According to the company American website.
Uh-oh.
So, mukhang sumisikat ito, no?
Oo, $3 sa atin. Ano ba, $2.98 ba? Sinabi mo kanina
sa New Zealand?
sa New World.
Ay, yung nagkabali ako kanina. Sa New World Albany, $2.98.
O, $3.
Eh, bakit dito sa US is $8?
Sa US yun eh. Man. Sa US yun. Kasi galing yun sa Japan.
Okay.
Sa Japan naman, $11.
Mm-hmm. Oo. $11 po sa Japan.
Oo. Kaya silang nag-develop eh. Kaya across between Mandarin at saka wala siyang seedless siya. So,
wow.
Mahanap nga yan.
Hindi ba ito parang pomelo, yung suwa?
Hindi. Iba naman yun, Kuya Cesar. Yan orange yan eh. Okay. Parang orange. Oo.
Siguro
size of an orange.
May magandang, may bibigay ito sa health ng...
Of course. Lahat yan. Vitamin C, lahat. Siyempre.
Yan.
Okay.
Yan po ang ating local news na handog po sa inyo ng...
Planet Earth Travel.
Okay, isa pong magandang awitin na naman mula sa ating OPM album. Pakinggan po ninyo para sa inyong lahat dito sa 104.6 Planet FM.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just enough. Trapped within my truth, a hesitant prize fighter, still trapped within my youth. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes. Till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. At times I'd like to break you and drive you to your knees. At times I'd like to break through and hold you endlessly. At times I understand you, and I know how hard you try. I've watched while love commands you, and I've watched love pass you by. At times I think we're drifters, still searching for a friend, a brother or a sister. But then the passion flares again. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. Just to
Oops, Kuya Cesar. Hindi yata OPM yun ah.
Alam mo kanina Ate Jo, ano pa na bago namang sabi ko nga, pasensya na po, na sabi kong OPM po. Eh, nakalagay ko po kasi sa OPM album ko itong ito, itong awit na ito kasi most favorite song ito noon. So, anyway, sana naibigan naman yung awit ni Dan Hill para sa inyo lahat po yan. At papunta na po tayo sa ating mga balita mula sa ating bansang Pilipinas.
This is Samutsari Philippine News. President Duterte will put the country's interest first before entering into an agreement with the Marcoses over the reported offer by the family to return a portion of their alleged ill-gotten wealth to the government. The president is studying how best to proceed in a manner that will advance the nation's interests and comply with the law. Abella said certain parties, ito pong si Abella yung presidential spokesman. Abella said certain properties or parties have informed the president that there may be an opportunity for government assets to be returned to the national coffers. Abella, however, admitted that there is still no clear decision on the proposal. As the matter becomes clearer, we'll advise what further action will be taken to finally obtain justice, he said. Ilocos Norte Governor Aimee Marcos said that there are no talks yet about the possible return of a portion of their wealth to the government. Marcos loyalist and lawyer Oliver Lozano assured the public yesterday that the family's dollar and gold deposit stashed abroad remain intact. But these are frozen and cannot be withdrawn because they were sequestered by the government. Lozano, in a letter to President Duterte, said former President Ferdinand Marcos wrote a will on April 9, 1973, saying, my earthly goods have been bequeathed to the Marcos Foundation for the benefit of the Filipino people. When former President Corazon Aquino assumed office in 1986, she issued an executive order to sequester the alleged ill-gotten wealth of the Marcoses. The Aquino government filed a complaint before a U.S. court to confiscate the assets of the Marcos family. According to Lozano, Marcos offered financial assistance to the Aquino administration, but the offer was rejected. The Marcos family's gold hoard, if returned to the government, could wipe out the country's national debt, according to Lito Achenza. Achenza said at the present price of $42,500 per kilo, the 7,000 tons or 7 million kilos of gold bars Ilocos Norte Representative Imelda Romualdez Marcos claims to possess are worth $297.5 billion or 15.2 trillion pesos.
Wow, sobrang laki niyan, no?
Mm-mm.
Well, the Metro Manila and the rest of the country will experience partly cloudy to cloudy skies due to localized thunderstorms. The southwest monsoon continues to affect the western section of northern and central Luzon. The State Weather Bureau Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration. The southwest monsoon will bring moderate to occasionally light to moderate rains and thunderstorms in Ilocos region, provinces of Zambales and Batanes, and Babuyan Group of Islands. Metro Manila and the rest of the country will experience partly cloudy to cloudy skies due to localized thunderstorm. Moderate to strong winds from the southwest will prevail over Luzon, and it will be light to moderate coming from south to southwest over the rest of the country, Pagasas noted. Coastal waters in Luzon will be moderate to rough, and it will be slight to moderate in the rest of the country. Yan. Panahon na ng bagyo sa atin, kaya ganito ng mga ko natin, may mga thunderstorm.
Oo. Ano yan eh? Pahabol-habol, you know? Ayan po ating Samutsari Philippine News.
Abangan po natin kung makakatawag po ang ating karagdagang ulat by Kuya John, no? Ate Jo.
Yes.
Sana makatawag siya at ang ating Bulilit reporter. Abang iintay po natin kung makakapasok ang ating reporter. Isa pong magandang awit yan naman. Sana po ito'y tunay na OPM para sa inyo.
Fuck.
magandang balita, Kuya Cesar? Ano na
gaya? Magandang balita yan.
Oo, magandang
ituloy mo, Ate Jo.
Alright. Ito po, magandang balita para sa inyo. Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at siyempre pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Products ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga karating bayan. Hanapin lamang ang Mabuhay Products ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang Mabuhay Products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Magsadya po kayo sa licensed premises ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurowa Road, Takanini at makakapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay press kung karneng baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at iba pa. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 2993179 or 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card. At sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin mamili sa GMN Foods and Butchery Limited.
Would you like to be in control of your finances? Are you struggling with debt? Finding it slow to repay your mortgage and looking into refinancing it? Are you looking to buy your first home or purchase your investment property? New Zealand Home Loans MESI, through our debt management system, can help you define your goals, create a plan, and track your progress. We can help you and your family become debt-free faster. Worried about your future plans and your loved ones? Worried about your home, your belongings, and your car? New Zealand Home Loans MESI can help ease this stress. Start protecting your plan now by ensuring these precious possessions are well covered. Protect it before you need it. To find out more, call New Zealand Home Loans MESI Branch on 835-4044 or 835-4043 or email at messi@nzhomeloans.co.nz or call Patrick Pardo on 027-457-4489 or Mel Baker on 021-201-8565 or Odette Dulce Madriza on 021-0498-907. For a free, no-obligation assessment, call now. What are you waiting for?
Matanong kita, Kuya Cesar, ano ba ang paborito mong prutas?
Ah, prutas, Ate Jo. Ano yan? New Zealand or Philippine?
Both.
Well, sa Philippines, ang paborito ko ay mangga.
Mangga.
Oh, alam mo yung mangga, nako, sabi ko eh, nagmumulaklak pa lang yan, nakabang na ako eh.
Okay. No. Anong mangga? Yung hilaw o yung hinog?
Siyempre, hinog.
Hinog, oh. Okay. Dito sa New Zealand, ano naman ang paborito mo?
Ang paborito ko rito is pijawas.
Wow. Yeah. Bigyan mo ako pag naaano yung pijawas mo, no?
Namumulaklak na.
Namumulaklak na. All right, ito po ang sa palagay ko ang paboritong prutas ni Sharon Cuneta. Kasi ito po yung local yung ating showbiz balita, no? What Gabby Concepcion gave Sharon as a surprise gift? Ulangan mo kay Cesar.
Ano yan?
Maamoy.
Maamoy.
Maamoy. Mm. Pero masarap.
Ay, kinakain.
Of course!
Kala ko yung mabango eh, pabango.
Hindi, maamoy. Pero kinakain.
Kinakain. Ano ba yung mabango mga pagkain sa Pilipinas?
Mm-hmm. Mangga. Diba?
Mangga, mabango yan.
Oo.
Ang bayabas, langka. Mm-hmm. Yan. Ano pa ba? Mabango mga pagkain. Ha? Ang hirap isipin ah.
Okay. Ano na, pass ka na.
Sige, pass.
Okay. Sharon Cuneta took Instagram to thank former husband Gabby Concepcion for a durian package.
Wow.
Durian, Kuya Cesar.
Mabango ba yun?
Maamoy.
Ano yan?
Durian, parang ano, parang... parang langka, no? Merong ano-ano yung mga spike.
Kaya ako hindi naisip yun dahil sabi mo mabango.
Mabango. Sabi ko maamoy.
Ay, maamoy. Okay.
Okay. Cuneta expressed gratitude towards Concepcion by posting a thank you photo in her personal page. Thank you for sending the durian through Ara. A pleasant surprise and much appreciated. Hope all is well. God bless. She wrote in the caption, avid fans of the two were all hyped up in the comment section, hoping their project will push through soon. May project pala sila. Even their daughter, Casey Concepcion, looked surprised and joined the fans in teasing her parents. Cuneta then replied to Casey, joking her eldest to stop and admitted, I have no idea why, but well, made me smile, but wasn't able to eat na cause they were kind of going bad already when I got them. Probably came a long way. The megastar also kidded their daughter and former husband where she claimed, and I will still stand by the fact that you and I are his cutest family, sabi niya. Mm. After reports that their movie was shelved, Cuneta still thanked their fans for the endless support they give her and Concepcion. Thank you to all of you, Gabbies, and my fans. Sorry, there's still no word of a possible movie project for us too, but we will always love and appreciate your love and support for us. Sana whether our projects are of us two together or not, we can count on you. I'm sure Gab feels the same way.
Yan. Alam mo, Ate Jo, sikat na sikat itong mag-asawang ito, eh, di ba? Nung
kapanahon
na nila.
Friends pa rin sila, siyempre. May cases sila, eh. Meron silang anak.
Oh, siyempre. So, kahit na naghiwalay sila, kahit na may kanya-kanya silang ibang pamilya, naroon pa rin yung relationship na bilang magkaibigan lang siguro dahil sa mga anak.
Of course. Yan.
O, yan. Ang balitang showbiz natin. Kinikilig ka ngayon dyan, ha?
Hindi kala, mo na hulaan, eh.
So, daya-daya mo kasi. Kala ko, mabango,
eh. Alright.
Pero mabango naman talaga.
Oh, mabango. Masarap pa.
Masarap.
Mm-mm.
Yan ang durian.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Nalalapit na po tayo sa pagtatapos natin. Pero may time pa rin kayong tumawag. Ang number po natin dito is 815-8100. Last time, meron pong tumawag dito. Eh, tinatanong ngayong number. Aside from nga kay Ate Lolit, meron pa rin umabol na tawag. Ay binigay naman ni Ate Joy yung telephone number ni Tita Birds para ikonsulta kung pwede siyang mag-announce. Ay, aywan ko ano nangyari. So, sana po ay may maunawa ninyo kami dahil hindi naman kami basa-basa kukuha ng tawag na hindi papalam sa aming producer. Ano ba yan?
May hiccups.
Okay. Punta tayo sa ating mga birthday greetings.
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwa ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon, mula po sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po. Happy listening to Annabelle Gozon na na-meet ko kanina nung nag-shopping ako sa Mount Roskill. Happy listening to you and your family. At sa lahat po ng mga nakikinig dito sa ating programang Samutsari, especially kay Ate Lolit.
Yes.
Happy listening to you, Ate Lolit. Salamat naman at talaga naman hindi ka pumapalya sa pakikinig sa atin.
Well, binabati ko po ang aking pamangkin na lagi namang naka-online at nakikinig sa ating programa. Nasa Dubai siya, ang aking pamangkin na si Glenn Cruz Kagampan. Happy birthday sa iyo, Glenn. At siyempre sa ating mga kababayan na laging nakikinig sa atin, binabati po namin kayong lahat. At ngayon, kung gusto po nyong pakinggan ng ating programa or yung mga kamag-anak natin, pwede po nyo kaming pakinggan sa live streaming www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. Pindutin lang po ninyo yung Tagalog, then Samutsari. Then listen, yun po. Ate Jo, nalalapit na po ang ating pagpapaalam.
Oo, nalalapit na, Kuya Cesar, ang ating pagpapaalam sa ating mga tagapakinig. Nagpapasalamat po kami in behalf of our producer, Tita Verds, si Manay Trini, at ang ating Lady Field reporter, Christina Marie Espinosa-Go, ang ating Karagdagan Ulat reporter, Kuya Jun, and of course, our sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Chairman Foods, and Butchery Limited, Western Union Money Transfer. Kami po ay magpapaalam na muli sa inyo. Ito po si Ate Jo. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Ang ating Radyo Samutsari ay ando po nga ng ating Philippines Travel Limited at ang ating mga lahat-lahat ng taga-baguhin ng program ito. Sana po ay lagi po kayong susubaybay sa amin dito sa Samutsari 104.6 Planet FM. Sana po ang inyong linggo ay maging maganda. Salamat po. Bye-bye. Ibang-iba Pinoy, huwag kang matatakot. Ipag yung malaki mo. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. Pagkita mo ang tunay, puso ka. Mayroon mang masama at maganda. Basta magpakatotoo. Oh, oh. Kapay at pagmamahal ang hanap mo. Pagbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino kang talaga. Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipag.